Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. From stories of blizzards, to the man who climbed to the top of a windmill to play his accordion, to the fate of Poker Jim, they originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. John Gilbert grew up on a farm, but his heart really wasn't in it. He had bigger dreams. He and his brother and sister did their best to help out on their family's small farm, but he never really settled into it.
I never got used to getting up at 6 in the morning and getting out to milk cows and that sort of thing. And I wouldn't call them fond memories. When a cow kicks and you wind up landing in the gutter with fresh cow poop all over, it wasn't so bad in the wintertime when you could wipe it off your boots. But in the summertime when you started out barefoot, it wasn't particularly pleasant. I had bigger dreams of what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be.
John's bigger dreams were fueled by the radio, a recent addition to the farm.
In those days, there was Morgan Beatty and Edward R. Murrow, and Elmer Davis did a 5-minute newscast in the evening. I believe it was on CBS. He was well known and well respected and very accurate. And when he quoted Adolf Hitler as making a speech, you knew that Adolf Hitler had said just exactly that.
He listened to their radio every day that he could, and it defined what his bigger dream was.
I wanted to be a foreign correspondent. That was my early dream, and a very serious one.
His dream of becoming a newsman was so strong that at age 16, after graduating from high school a year early, he left home. He knew his father would try to talk him out of it, so
I ran away from home, and I did it with a little money that I'd gotten in graduation presents. But I remember that night going to bed and thinking, I don't want to be a farm boy. I just wanted to get out in the world and be something else. And so I slipped out of bed and out of my pajamas and got clothes on and packed a little suitcase that it was just a cardboard suitcase, but I got a few clothes in it and very quietly opened the bedroom window and dropped 10 or 12 feet down to the ground and took off. Caught that night train. I had to do it, and I knew that Dad wouldn't approve of my leaving at all.
John made his way to Minneapolis, and he found a job as an office boy at the Minneapolis Star Journal Tribune. He continued working in the newsrooms until
I was drafted. I was drafted in 44, went into service in 45. I volunteered to serve in the submarine.
But the Navy had other plans for him. John's experience in newsrooms left him with a valuable skill.
I'd been in newspapering. I'd taught myself to type, and I was pretty good at it, so I was assigned to type discharge papers.
John was sent to Boston, to the 9-story Fargo building, to work on the biggest job the Navy had facing them in the coming post-World War II era, that of the demobilization of the armed forces and discharging the millions of sailors who would soon be returning to civilian life. Like all those working at the Fargo building, John didn't just take numbers and sign forms. They all wrote personal stories about each individual and then sent them on as press releases to be published in local papers.
We had to write at least a couple of paragraphs on every man we discharged. We had to get to know the individual in a couple of minutes. Once in a while, it would be an interesting fellow.
There were many unique and interesting stories. But one day, a name on a form made him do a double take. The name was
William Patrick Hitler. That last name is, of course, going to arouse some attention. I looked up when he told me his name, and after inviting him to take a seat, he looked at me and very plain forward said, "He's my uncle." He was serving as a medic in the Navy. He and his mother had come to this country, apparently with Hitler's permission, and they were both happy to be here. And that's when I knew I had a story.
After John himself was discharged from the Navy, he went back to working as a journalist for several decades. But he never did get overseas, and he never served on a submarine. And as he learned years later while taking a tour of the submarine Nautilus,
the fact is that I wouldn't have served very well on a submarine because I was claustrophobic.
Produced in partnership with Miller Point, a Prospera community in Mandan, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.